one more step out of the way. Next application is case number 11455, the application of David E. Haynes. Site is located east of Route 279 Camp Arrowhead Road, being south of North Drive, 400 feet west of Bayview Drive, and being lot B21 within West Bay Park and Mobile Home Park. But a 911 address not available, with a tax map ID District 234, map 18, parcel 40, unit number 12506, requesting a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park. On this application, are requesting a 7.5-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement from an accessory building on an adjacent lot within the mobile home park. We have no mail, no letters of support, no letters of opposition, no mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm David Haynes, 35018 North Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Are you testifying, sir?
Yes, I'm an agent of the lawyers.
Well, come on up. You state your name and address for the record.
Mark Meisner, 12725 King Philip Way, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
We're here today on behalf of Mr. Haynes. He's replacing his aging 70s-era metal mobile home. It is his permanent address. He is buying a new home, modest in size, and as a manager of the community, I did, Mr. Lank, send a letter in. I don't know if you did receive it with the application, stating that on the park's behalf, we're actually in favor of him.
We have a letter. It was part of the application. We have a letter. The board all has all the members have a copy, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically, this is Mr. Haynes' primary resident, works locally, and he's replacing an aging home with an addition which actually incurred more into the setback from the 70 set with his shed next door than this new home will. The shed on the next property is a modest size 10 by 12 shed with a lean-to, and if you notice on the depiction that the actual variance is being asked to the corner of the lean-to, which is an open lean-to. There's 2 4-by-4 posts and a simple roof coming off the shed. I could have went to the corner of the shed and said the lean-to is temporary and we'd be looking at a foot and a half, but you know, I don't know when, if the neighbor's gonna tear the lean-to down. Obviously, if they wanted to replace it, they would have to get approval through our community, and I would be the one that would review that before it ever came your way. The house definitely conforms to the neighborhood. The shed on the adjacent lot can't be moved because of utilities at the rear portion of that house. There's power poles, there's a sewer lift station as well. So to move the shed and lean-to over would be virtually impossible and still bring us into conformity to where we would meet this. The house is being put in that's new is 5 feet from the property line, which conforms to all the houses along the street. Being a marina community, the houses are all set up down 5 foot off the property line, down more room on one side than the other. We can't shift the house to the left because then it would be up against a house setback on the other side, so the lesser of two evils is an accessory building versus a setback from home to home on adjacent property, in my opinion. And that's why we went for the shed rather than the home next door. Everything else fits. Again, frankly, if it wasn't for that shed, we could have approved even a bigger home, but that wasn't his intention. His intention was to have something, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, modest in size, that would serve him through his retirement down the road. Again, it is his primary residency. As far as the questions are concerning uniqueness, yes. Based on the original property owner, this West Bay Park's been around since the 60s, and a lot of the homes were originally put in a single wide. But I give credit to the original owner when he set up the lots by a 50 by 100. Down the road, it allows you to put a double wide in versus another single wide. This is one of those unique situations, being that it's the oldest street in the neighborhood. The houses were put in. A lot of these houses have been improved rather than replaced. And when improved in that place. Sometimes it does create problems through the decades of being 7 feet or 8 feet off a property line versus 5 feet, where a replacement would put it 5 feet off the property line. You'd be able to put the shed in a new location, and this wouldn't be an issue. I've came across this many times in my 9 years in West Bay, but each time we look at it carefully, I can count on one hand how many times a variance has been asked for by our community rather than trying to conform to the standards. Practical difficulty, as I mentioned before, placing a, it's a modest full-time for the resident. The original home was, he got every bit of good use out of that mid-70s single wide, metal on metal. For the rest of his life, this is a good choice for him. Possible development, no. The shed on the adjacent lot won't allow us to move the house back and forth. Moving it back obviously creates a puts us closer to that shed. Moving it forward would give difficulties in parking along the street. We control the frontage in West Bay. It's 5 feet all the way around the property, 20 feet from adjacent structures. But we try to keep conformity to where there's at least 25 feet average from the roadway to the front of the house so that there are no cars ever parked in the street for safety purposes. Is a variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Absolutely. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No. The shed was there. I even went down the road to ask the neighbor if there was a way we could move the shed. Would she be agreeable to that? And she would rather not do that. That's when we decided to go for the variance versus moving and restructuring the shed. Again, the shed's not a large shed. It's not an oversized shed. It's a 10 by 12 shed. Lean-to golf cart parks under. Open, no walls on it. Will the variance substantially, permanently impair the appropriate use for the development of adjacent properties? Actually, no, it'll make it more seamless when it happens. One of the things I strive for is not just setting up the other house within compliance, but looking at the neighbors on both sides and making sure that it's not going to keep them from being able to use their property, so we're not here again talking about this situation. Because the shed was put in so many years ago, the house that's there has been improved, and the utilities behind it, that's the only reason why the shed couldn't be moved along with the lean-to rebuilt to provide that relief. Yes. It's definitely not detrimental to public welfare. If anything, it adds value to the neighbors' homes with a new home there. It adds value to the community and the charm, and this is definitely, if you've ever been to West Bay, and I welcome you all to come in anytime you'd like. I'd love to show you around. I think that you would see that it would fit right into the charm and character of West Bay Park. This is the least modification possible based on this situation. And Dave, do you have anything to add?
Sounds like you covered it all.
Okay. I'd be willing to take questions.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? We're going to start with you, Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
I mean, no questions.
I know Mr. Rickard looked right at him.
You don't have any questions.
You don't have any questions.
I Mr. have Rickard, a question. Look at me. It's, the old saying, the squatter's rights, right? B-20 was there before you, so when you put that in, you're the guy that's got to adjust the variances there. It's a shame. You said you did try to get that neighbor to move that, huh? That's interesting.
Well, based on how the lot's been used, she bought the property, and the property owner, the home and the shed and everything with it, and
because a lean-to is only a roof and a...
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why I measure. I didn't take... Okay. Put anybody in position to compromise, whether it be the Inspector Michelin or you gentlemen.
Well, that's her right, but I was just saying, you know, it's lovely neighbor type of stuff, you know.
Well, I don't want to go down the road to try and force the situation. No. I would rather try to go...
Okay, I think you've addressed the standards. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11455. The applicant certainly has addressed the standards for creating, granting a variance. There is, of course, a uniqueness to the property, and he's indicated that in his presentation. And also, he's testified that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the unnecessary hardships not being created by the applicant. The applicant is not overdoing it. Could have put a bigger home on there, but he said he was not going to, and that takes care of that part of the variance, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. Most homes in there look just about the same in there, is that correct, that you were saying?
Absolutely.
And that requested variance is the minimum that we afford relief, and I believe the requested variance represents the least modification possible to regulation and use.
Okay, have a second to that motion.
Second.
A motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11455. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickert?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11455 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.